On the Wake Up Radio presents The Hour.
You must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions, behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image, and it will break the enemy. The it that you refer to is a powerful weapon.
What is life?
The story we tell ourselves. And every story needs a beginning. Your imagined suffering makes you lifelike.
Lifelike, but not alive. Pain only exists in the mind. It's always imagined. So what's the difference between my pain and yours? Between you and me?
To find a solution to a problem whose answer you already know.
The Hour.
What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, a.k.a. the Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. Yup, I can see y'all over here in the chat, right here in the corner. So go ahead and get active. Gonna switch the track. Get onto that default. I can see those hearts right here in that corner. So go ahead and throw those hearts. That allows me to know that you're resonating with me. So I can go ahead and continue to resonate with y'all. Y'all already know what time it is. So if I'm dropping those keys, go ahead and throw those keys right there in the chat as well. Let me know that you're picking up the keys that I'm throwing down for y'all. So you can go ahead and unlock the mind lock. I appreciate everyone being up in here tonight. Thursday. We're in a space and time continuum. Seeing events that some describe as the back pages of some holy books. If y'all can hear me okay? Oh, Friday. Friar's Day. That's right. I'm losing track of my days, y'all. Thanks for correcting me. I appreciate that. Keep me on my toes. I'm gonna let you know right now. I don't know about you, but I have been experiencing brain fog, intermittent headaches, moments in time that seem to be bleeding into each other. And I know that some of y'all have been feeling that as well. Some of y'all are currently in places that have quarantine orders that won't allow you to move or get out of your house unless you're going to the grocery or something very important. And some of y'all are in places that this is currently being enforced. If y'all give me a moment, I was wondering why my screen is so dim. Go ahead and get a light on. That's better. Got that light. And who's got their Palo Santo or their white sage? We got 33 eyes on it right now. Wholeness to everyone in the chat. Feel free, get active, ask questions, communicate amongst one another. Y'all could be anywhere else right now, but y'all are right here, Instagram Live with Realm Renegade. About to drop some keys and just dive deep on things that should be common knowledge, however it's been hidden. Behind the dark occult. I'm gonna get the Palo Santo going. Because obviously, if we're going to be talking about current events and what's currently happening, these are some heavy subjects. And it requires some heavy healing. Some heavy cleansing. So if you got your Palo Santo, White Sage, or hey, even if you're burning some chronic tree, some cannabis, light it up. Just make sure it's organic. Heirloom. Because if it's not, you're getting some of Bill Gates special with a Roundup and Monsanto. But respects to everyone who's lighting up organic. Every once in a while, you need some of those higher frequencies to just start getting out of the current black magic hypnotism. And there's a reason why the pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, your governments have such a big issue with organic, especially organic cannabis. So it'll take you into a frequency that's higher than what they give you. And what do they give you? They give you the mainstream mixed with alcohol and keep your vibration low. They've got an issue with some of Gaia's number one teachers, like the Madascada, psilocybin mushroom. The true psychedelics are the true teachers. And actually, the Madascada and the psilocybin are actually, the genome structure is the closest related to a human being structure, DNA structure, even closer related than humans to a chimpanzee. Imagine that. Something that shares so much of the same coding, minus the blood and plasma, because it's already radiating light because it's photoreceptor throughout its whole cellular structure, growing straight from Gaia, paired with us in a symbiotic relationship. We feed it and it feeds us. You may as well call that an alien. Or maybe we're the alien and both of us came down here together, who knows? And when I say came down here, I just mean materialize or manifest from in the physical, from a different realm. So let's go ahead and get active in the chat. It's Friday night. I still gotta be up extremely early in the morning. And I hate to say the morning, because we're speaking spells of death, just right from that terminology. But I should say at sunrise, I've gotta be up early as sunrise. I've still got third dimensional responsibilities I need to attend to. But that's not gonna stop me for delivering these keys. And I'm gonna try to maybe go 3 sessions, that's 3 hours. As some of y'all know, who were with me last night in last night's live session, y'all already know Realm Renegade's highly censored. So when I get to dropping the keys, and I get to dropping the keys where QAnon leaves ya, they wanna shut me down. This is when I get the eyes of agents on me. So I'm gonna take my time with it a little bit and vibe with y'all. Because like I said, y'all could be anywhere else, but y'all are right here. And to be honest with you, We don't got too much that we can do right now. As we continue to get locked down more and more. Can y'all do me a favor? Can someone up in here record this? Reach out to me afterwards. Pretty soon we'll be working on a more streamless and easy way to get this all popped off the right way. But right now it seems that Instagram Live's my platform, as I'm so heavily censored within the YouTube space. Can't make any moves in there. I really don't care to build a different community right now, so my tribe's right here in Instagram. So I could be anywhere right now. Dropping keys in any platform right now. But Instagram, y'all been my tribe for years. I'm gonna take a look in the chat real quick. Just before live started, my whole house shook back and forth. Few I know here thinking it's a quake, but didn't feel like what I've experienced in the past ones. Anyone else in the area feel this? It's like a vibration, almost like bass. Yes, quake in the in South Dakota mountains. There's a lot of activity tonight, y'all. You see this? There's a lot of activity. As y'all know, ones have been experiencing in Cali on the West Coast, in some of the areas that have been talked about where they have what's called DUMBS, D-U-M-B-S, Deep Underground Military Bases. A lot of people have been feeling a lot of rumbling. I'm going to break down a few things for y'all in regards to that, just because it seems like, you know, a bunch of y'all are feeling what's happening. QAnon is going to tell you that currently the thousands upon thousands of children are now being recovered from the underground tunnels and DUMBS. Well, like I said, the deep underground military bases. QAnon's going to tell you that the two ships, the Comfort and Mercy, one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast, are secretly for the children that are being recovered. QAnon's gonna be, and the Anons have now been sending pictures. So this is the new content that's being delivered through the social media platforms of the deep underground military bases, and also a few photos as well as of children that pull at your heartstrings that are now being recovered and healed. One of the pictures showed boxes full of Skittles and some sort of orange chemical drink. High C or something like that. Obviously something from Coca-Cola. This is exactly how you start to heal malnourished children. With Skittles and orange drink. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because QAnon's also going to tell you that as they're extracting all of these children, they're now destroying the deep underground military bases, closing up the tunnels, destroying the bases. And you got a bunch of ones who have just entered themselves into and just found the conspiracy theories. They want to think like the information that they're getting is straight up facts. Y'all do know how intelligence agencies work, right? Governments work, right? Mind control. As I always mention, and I will always continue to mention, and I will always continue to drop particular pieces of information that may seem redundant to some, but it's brand new to others. There's a chessboard, y'all. This chessboard is in every lodge. This chessboard, or the checkered board. All of your favorite celebrities and stars wear it right in front of you, especially when they're being initiated into their next levels or are initiating in their entry level into the dark craft. Y'all see what's going on, right? The hypnotism runs deep, y'all. And when you get outside of one, they're gonna throw you right back into another one. And it's okay. Because most people haven't even been taught what to even see, what to look for. So they're hypnotized to the communication and symbols that are thrown right in front of them. If you can't see the entry-level patterns, how do you expect to think that you start seeing the grand scheme? Y'all do know that there's organizations out here. For example, the WHO, the World Health Organization. They're more powerful than governments. So that alone, y'all wonder why you see that short cat, Dr. Fauci, standing behind the podium, telling you straight up lies, because he can. There's no one to stop him. Most people out here think that just because if the Federal Reserve goes under, that that's actually hurting the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Red Shields, the international banking cartels, warbirds. Not to mention, that's just one organization. One secret organization, or one table. I apologize that I haven't responded back to many of y'all. I've got so many messages, unread messages, messages I haven't got to, haven't had the ability or the time to respond back to y'all. I apologize. My third dimensional responsibilities right now, while everyone is chilling, I'm full work. So my time to really get to connect with y'all is right now on these lives. And I could be filling my stories up with the information that's happening, with the memes and the videos, and I appreciate that a lot of y'all are sharing that information. Sometimes I do throw that information out there, but to be honest with y'all, my page really is not devoted to just posting that stuff. This page really is just to go live with y'all, to be honest with you. I'll tell you the stuff that's going on with the Audible. Y'all can get the videos and everything like that from everyone else. Y'all sharing them around. It's an amazing thing. Everyone's starting to wake up. And that's, like I said, that's an amazing thing. Y'all are warriors on the front line sharing the information. Be careful with some of the information, though. Because right now the internet's being flooded. You feel me? Literally flooded. With all types of information. Right now you're seeing a new rise of social media personalities getting a hold of whatever memes are being curated to them, because that's what's happening. A lot of people don't even have to do the true work, do the true research, walk the true life. They just need to turn on their social media platform and take a look at their explore page or take a look through their feed. The information's curated right to them, and that's done through a quantum computer. The algorithms are tying things directly to you. And then some of y'all with the big, big pages, y'all already know what you do and where you get your information from. Y'all ain't gotta hide it. Especially you Anons. Y'all ain't gotta hide it. I know how y'all get down. I was in decentralized chat rooms with y'all that we made it through particular puzzles to get. Y'all know I was in rooms with y'all. I just want to read this out real quick because I will be participating in this as well. Global meditation tomorrow, 10:45 Eastern Standard Time. That's a time for everyone to, and I'll post that for sure. It's a time for everyone to unplug. Hopefully we can get over 1 million. I'm serious. I'm not the only one campaigning for this. There's a lot of people. But we need to do something in unison. Come on, y'all. Everyone unplug. Set your intent. Visualize how you want this timeline to be, how this earth to be, how you want things to transpire. Hopefully you're coming from a place from an open anahata, high frequency. And if you're participating with the many that will be participating in that global meditation initiative, it can be a powerful thing. Where two or more are gathered in the name, you can move mountains. Imagine 1 million strong, disconnecting, going within, vibrating higher, with intention. 1 million minds, 1 million pieces of the consciousness, directing their energy and focus and intent into one area. I'll tell you what, right now, you'll see some magic. Like I said, I'm gonna vibe with y'all for just a moment. Let the music in the background fill me a little bit. Taking a look at the chat. I've got that good drink going right now. You feel me? Raw coconut water. Oil of oregano. Full spectrum 1500 milligrams CBD. Rare Siberian shilajit. This right here is life for yourselves. And right now, our bodies are so void of nutrients and minerals. You're gonna need minerals in the body. Zinc. And other minerals. Because I know that y'all know they're starting to turn the harmful millimeter waves up, y'all. They're starting to turn the frequencies up, y'all. And to circle back to the earthquakes, the shaking of the ground underneath you, all of y'all be safe, y'all. Be prepared for wild things to be transpiring. Deep underground military bases. These are the areas in which the elite, the top CEOs, the multi-billionaire clubs, high-ranking members in societies, this is where they're going. Underground. Because as they're increasing the frequencies, getting everything prepared to move over to the 5G frequencies and turn those frequencies up to 60 gigahertz. When they do the initial turn on, this is what they're referring to as the surge. The surge is something that a bunch of states are trying to get prepared for. So when you hear the talk of all of these respirators, all this medical equipment, it's not for the coronavirus, the literal script and play LARP that is happening in each one of your cities. Y'all see the hospitals. Some of y'all been out to see the hospitals. They're empty. They're empty everywhere. They're so empty that the doctors, nurses, medical staff are all taking selfies in their protective gear and doing dances on TikTok. Y'all do understand the top CEOs, the ones in the know, the ones in the societies, high levels in the societies that all have helped with the formation of building these infrastructures. They're breaking away. It's called a breakaway society. They're going underground. Just the same way as a little bit over 100 years ago. Same thing. When you're dealing with frequencies that start getting into the high millimeter bands, the millimeter waves, these are waves that start saturating oxygen and H2O. These are waves that are now interacting with the world you can't see. starts working with and interfering with molecular structure. I want to continue a little bit in regards to the information that we were talking about last night. Because I need to break a few things down to y'all real quick. Just how deep the hypnotism goes. But before that, I see y'all in the chat right now talking about, still, you know, asking some questions about the 5G. I'm gonna tell y'all something right now. I did 4 years with Verizon Wireless, 8 years with Apple, a year with a private contracting company. I worked within the quantum space, the frequencies, the things that I have an understanding to. Might know a few things about it. My opa, my great-grandfather, was Admiral, served with Admiral Byrd, deciphered and reverse engineered Nikola Tesla's information, inventions, all his work with John Trump. They worked with Nikola Tesla's frequencies and technologies, y'all. I was learning about that type of information at a very young age. From the time I was 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, I was extracting as much information as I could from my opa. Why? Because I was getting information firsthand. My great grandfather at the time, 92, 93, 94, died at 95 years old. I was receiving the top secret clearance document information. The information that when the civilians get it and they're released, the information's still blacked out. I see here in the chat, we know it's dangerous. So we're 3 and 4G. Viruses come out each time these are released. Want to know about individual frequency control to protect ourselves? All right, yeah, what you're saying, that's true. Every time there's a frequency jump, presents all types of health issues. It takes a little bit of time for the cells to adjust. Some people, their cells can't adjust. Some of us who have less heavy metals in our bodies, which is the reason why they're saying, and they were talking about how it affects older people. They're telling y'all, getting you prepared for what's about to happen for when these frequencies turn on. And it has something to do with the way that they double speak, that they mask what's really happening with something else where they hypnotize you to it, and it also leaves them less accountable, or when people finally catch on to what really happened and they try to take legal action, you won't ever be able to get reparations for what they have done. He wants to tell us Trump has us covered. He has history with Tesla. What is your take on that? All right, well, that's a very good question. An amazing question, actually. I'm going to go ahead and read that back one more time because that is something that I'd love to jump on. So the question comes from KB. Jim, I'm sorry that it's sideways, so it's a little difficult for me to read, so I do apologize for kind of stumbling through this here. but I've got KB Jim and Juice. Jim and Juice. Oh, okay. KB Jim and Juice. That makes sense. All right. Q wants to tell us Trump has us covered. He has history with Tesla. What is your take on that? Thank you. All right. Right on. Thanks for that question. All right. So let's go ahead and get into that. And then I'll kind of get into some of these other questions as well. So you are correct. Trump has heavy ties with Tesla, and that is through his uncle, John Trump. John Trump was a professor at the time at MIT. During that time, that's also when Admiral Byrd was professing there as well, and also my opa was there as well there at MIT. He was the number one civil engineer, and also admiral as well under Admiral Byrd, so he was second chain in command. And John Trump was mastermind, quantum physicist, astrophysicist. He was considered one of the top leading minds in the country. Now, when they deciphered all of that work, they gave it back. They started working on the reverse engineering. John Trump kept the blueprint to the time machine. I see here, asking a question, your opa was Dutch? No, he was German. Well, I mean, I guess you could look at that as Deutsch. Yeah, so German descent. So, you know, to keep that moving, John Trump kept the blueprint to the time machine. Immediately afterwards, they started going to work on some of the technologies that was kept that involved the time machine. The time machine, if you look at like Back to the Future, they're going to call it the flux capacitor. Well, if you really want to look at what a flux capacitor is, it's particle colliders, where you're smashing together subatomic particles through massive machineries in perpetual toroidal field energies as they're whipping them around ring complexes, and then eventually shoot them through what they consider or call a stargate. Now, immediately afterwards, they started working on particle colliding particles, and they started working on what would be considered teleportation. This is evident if you're familiar with the Philadelphia Experiment. And the Philadelphia Experiment is when they were able to teleport the humongous USS liner. And this is just was a few months after deciphering the work. They've reverse engineered all of the technologies. They've had these technologies, but the technologies that Nikola Tesla was using and had created and had refound, those technologies all work off of free energy, off of ethereal energy or orgone energy. Doesn't require you to pay for it because it's just harnessing the energy that's all around. When it was reverse engineered and obviously used for and militarized, the technologies, they continued to work with them, but gave the masses trash. Subversions of this type of technology that requires or that break down and also require you to continue to pay for it. To keep you in that perpetual state of slavery for energy that's all around you. And started using these devices as hypnotic tools and tools and technologies that are received to them by what they would even give credit to as different entities that they swear oaths and initiate to. So, when John Trump died in 1985, he willed that blueprint of the time machine to Donald Trump. Now, it goes way deeper, but yet, Trump does have ties to Nikola Tesla, and Not, I probably won't dive too deep into it on this show, but I definitely will on another transmission. And I have on previous transmissions as well, where I really start diving deep in regards to parallel timelines and the what would be considered the time traveling that has been being done, and that's through Trump. There's no coincidence that he has Peter Thiel on his cabinet. Peter Thiel's the reason why you can get on the internet, because he created Netscape. All of the codes are working off his codes. PayPal, that's Peter Thiel. Airbnb, that's Peter Thiel. Uber, that's Peter Thiel's code. Palantir Technologies, that's Peter Thiel. Singularity Network, that's Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is one of the most prolific masterminds to date. And most people still don't even know who he is. But I'm not saying that he's a good cat. I'm just saying the mind's prolific. So let's go ahead and keep it moving a little bit further, because there is ties. Trump definitely has ties to Tesla, but what you're witnessing right now, or what the information that Q's gonna give you, the nerve of where the consciousness is at right now, Nikola Tesla, or QAnon, is now telling or dropping the breadcrumbs or Q drops that now Trump and his team have taken over the 5G, and now it's going to be used in a manner that's not harmful to you. And I'm sorry, but I just chuckled inside a little bit, because I'll let you know right now that there's a lot of y'all that are bound to your homes right now, but there's a lot of you that you go outside, you look up, and you can see clouds that you never learned about before in elementary, middle, and high school. You've never been taught these cloud formations that come in ripples, that look like hazy, that look literally like radiation. Some of y'all have been experiencing headaches, haziness, blurry vision. Some of y'all have been feeling like a lingering cold. Some of y'all getting very agitated. Some of y'all have ringing in your ears. Y'all are experiencing any of these things or symptoms that I'm talking about currently? If so, go ahead and throw a one there in the chat. I see here hazy clouds covering the sun. Notice how those hazy clouds are always covering the sun, right? Y'all see these ones coming in right now? I'm not the only one. See these ones still coming in? Virgo said all clear in Arizona. Yo, for that, be grateful. Because the ones in here that are throwing ones are underneath skies that are being attacked. And I'm one of them. You feel me? I've always been very in tune with myself and in tune to the frequencies around me. I have ringing in my ears that never stops and has been there for life. Ever since I can remember, I've always been sensitive to the frequencies around me. As a child, 5, 6, 7 years old, I'd be able to feel when the TV was on, and I was so sensitive to it that I could be outside and I could feel if the TV, a television was on in someone's house as I'd be passing by. I could hear frequencies running through all of the wires, telephone poles, all the time. I've always been sensitive to frequencies. All the way up. Every time new technology would come out, I would have some sort of sensitivity to it. It's pretty funny though that my careers and professions have always been involving the tech and the frequencies. Taking a look here in the chat. I see some of y'all are sensitive to the frequencies as well. So let's go ahead and keep it moving a little bit. Green said, so do you think portals have opened? I'm going to go ahead and answer that question just real bluntly, that portals are being opened all the time. They have a Gregorian calendar that is made for ones who understand it. The sun worship death cults. Baal worship death cults. Have a Gregorian calendar made by King Gregory, high degree dark occult mason, that etched themselves into the time or the chronos and match specific days. Why do you think they put leap years into these dates as well? And usurped the calendars from lunar calendars, which are calendars that work off of the moon, and they brought y'all the solar calendars that work off the sun and still tell you a year is 365 days, representing 360 degrees, but they're telling you 365, so they're already telling you lies right from the Gregorian calendar and solar calendars. The portals of the ethereal work from or off of the moon, lunar portals. The portals of war work off the sun portals. And these are when particular positioning of all of the celestials line up in particular manners to the ley lines and megaliths and other types of structures considered world wonders all throughout the world. You feel me? They changed the calendars up on y'all. So if they can change the calendars up on y'all, that means that they can control your time. They can control your time. Just imagine what else they can control. Your mind. The Book of Enoch has a lot of information. Most certainly does. And to be honest with you, all of these holy books or ancient scripts hold a lot of information. Let's go ahead and keep it moving. We can go ahead and y'all continue to ask questions, get active in that chat. I've got my eyes on the chat today. Normally I'm just ripping, taking a look at the hearts in the corner, but I just want to interact with y'all a little bit, just for the simple fact for the past few days I've been really going hard on, you know, dropping these keys for y'all. Yesterday in the third transmission I got shut down, lost the third transmission, but some of y'all in here recorded it. Some of y'all came through. Got some real renegades and some real warriors out here doing a lot for me, and I appreciate y'all. I see here a question: who is Q? And you know what? I don't mind dropping some keys and information about the Q subject, especially right now, because right now most people are now finally starting to wake up to Q. Because as people are waking up, opening their eyes for the first time, actually realizing that things aren't what they seem, trying to get answers, Q is picking them right up. Now we need to break a few things down about Q. Break a few things down that not many are telling you. Because right now, most people are hypnotized to it. Y'all know what MK Ultra is, right? Go ahead and throw a one there in the chat if you know what MK Ultra is. And I know most of y'all do, but I just need to make sure that y'all are caught up to speed. See these ones? For anyone up in here or who listens to this afterwards, and just to let y'all know as well, these transmissions now have been being uploaded and hosted on all the major streaming platforms as well. So next step is just getting all a site or a page that's just devoted to providing the links, so y'all can just jump right back into them. So that will come soon, real soon. Gotta move with quickness, especially right now, because some of the information that I give to y'all can change your life. You feel me? So it's more important now more than ever that this information gets out. So anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and dive on a particular subject, but I needed to ask y'all if y'all know what MK Ultra is first, and that's mind control. It can be done to an individual, it can be done to a group of people, it can be done to a whole state, it can be done to a whole country, and it can be done to multiple countries all at once. We've gone that far into how deep the hypnotism goes. While y'all were entertained, they've been working on hypnotizing your minds from the get. Right now, the quantum computer knows exactly what to do to make you believe within a 99% accuracy. It can have you believing anything, because it can formulate a whole reality right in front of you in real time, and you wouldn't even know it. Let's go ahead and talk about QAnon real quick. Because most people, even the ones who follow Q, don't even know who Q is. Quantum computer, Q. You can look at it that way, and I was going to get into that in just a moment. But let's go ahead and start with how Q started. And most of these patriots, they were not familiar with Q at its inception. Q started within the darknet through sub-societies that came from one particular society that gained massive popularity called Anonymous. You feel me? Anonymous was a group of hackers, and still not the Anonymous that you know of now. Anonymous was a group of hackers that when they would provide information, they would do it in puzzles. And you would have to first understand or know a cipher to decipher the cipher. It was a way to work around all of the eyes on information that's being transmitted and broadcasted through the net. To work outside of the net, you've got to work in puzzles. And this is also how intelligence agencies always communicate with each other as well, is through puzzles. One of those types of puzzles is called Merkle puzzles. Now, when information started being released, WikiLeaks, Snowden started releasing information. These are just some famous names. But information started becoming broadcasted or released. And as that information started getting released, you had to understand the puzzles on in regards to how to access this information. Ones would start sharing the information in the forms of questions to start communicating to others the information that they held or had found or were also provided to them within particular servers that ones were a part of. Ones who were deep within the conspiracy game. And I'm not talking about ones who are just reading a meme and thinking they know what's up. So check this out. I want to continue on that subject. And if y'all want me to continue on that as well, because I need to let y'all know how the inception of Q so you can really understand what's happening, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. And then we'll keep it moving. And I want to let y'all know as well, we've got a minute and 11. So 11 left in this particular transmission. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving, which means that after this minute, this transmission is going to end. I'm going to go ahead and grab some more water. And we'll get back into this information. So y'all give me 2 minutes and we'll start another one up. See all these ones coming through? All these hearts, y'all resonate with me. I'm going to continue to resonate with y'all. Second session, second transmission. Let's go ahead and do some breath work together as well. Clear some of these energies. Because I know that y'all are feeling the frequency is starting to be turned up. And to be honest with you, the frequencies are messing with me a little bit. But I need y'all to do me a favor. At the end of this video, please, we got 51 people in here right now. Please just like this video, share it, do whatever you need to do to help move this to the top of the algorithms so we can continue to get this information out.
Heavily flawed individual.
Sing the Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.